That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we are in the middle of April, and tomorrow in the United States is income tax day. So you got to get that money in tonight to the old government. Of course, we love doing that, don't we? I'm going to talk tonight about what's happening on Friday here, the rare Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which really goes from April 17th to the 20th. Actually, the 15th to the 30th. So it's the second half of April, and I'm going to be telling you what you can expect and what the energies will bring. But tonight's call-in night as well. And the number to call in to ask me a question, if you'd like, is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And I do have a caller, so I'll start with Bonnie. Bonnie, are you there from Huntington Beach?
Yes.
One of my favorite places.
Yes. My question?
Yeah, how are you? What's your question?
My question is, Elizabeth, I have a property that fell out of escrow recently, and I'd like to know, what do you see? Are we going to get this sold, or?
All right, is that the question? Are you selling it? Is that the question? Because I see property. Are you selling
yes.
it?
Yes.
You want to sell
it's
it?
It's a property with partners, and it's raw land. We had it sold, and it fell out of escrow.
When did you sell it?
It fell out of escrow a week or two ago.
Okay, it probably wasn't a week or two ago. April 1st, Mercury went retrograde. We've been through two eclipses Barb.
Yes.
Bonnie, you're not going to sell it yet. I want you to wait until Jupiter changes signs, which is May 20th. And when is your birthday? August 1st? You're a Leo?
Yes.
So this is good energy for you. And May will be better energy. But I know astrologically that right now it's crazy, absolutely crazy. Are there five partners?
Five people? Five partners?
Yeah.
No, there's four, including me.
Okay, the fifth one would be the buyer.
Yes.
No, that's how it works finally. I'm just going to ask, see if I can get anything here. The four cups, 4 weeks to 4 months. Let's hope 4 weeks. But the four cups is a beautiful card. Your property is desirable. And it's certainly in an area that people would want to move to. But my question is, are you asking a very high price?
What it is, it's raw land. It's 4 acres of raw land. And it can be, we had it arranged where it was ready for sale.
That wasn't my question. My question was, do you have a high price for it? Too high a price?
We didn't think we did. We thought it was a proper amount.
Why do you think that? Was that your estimate?
Yes.
Okay. So somebody's very emotional about that property. But it says it's going to happen swiftly. But who is somebody's hanging on to it? Was this a family inheritance?
No. No, it was an investment of many years ago, and now the area around it has been totally developed.
Yeah, but who is the one of the four of you that's hanging on to it emotionally?
I would be surprised if any of them would be.
No, what's the great? Let me tell you something. We got some lucky days this month. So you really want to do is on Friday, the four of you meet for a half an hour. Sit together, start to meditate, and all four of you feel that property selling for the price you're asking for it. See the contract signed and see the check coming to you. That'll do it. That will do it. That will break down any blocks.
Okay. Yeah. They're not local, but we can do this at the same time without being together.
You can do it on Zoom.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't not do it visually because somebody won't do it. Make sure you do it visually, okay? And you have four of you. And it will be very exciting. So you're going to have next week will be a better week. You probably won't get a bite until the 23rd to 28th because that's when the energy goes forward.
Okay.
If you do that visualization Friday, you will set the condition. And that means you're telling the universe what you need. Now you have to give the universe time to go out and give it to you. You understand?
Yes.
Good. Yes. Do it. You'll succeed if you do that.
Okay. One partner may not do it just because he's not of that mindset, but... I'm doing it, whether they do or not.
He has to do it. Tell him he'll interrupt the sale if he doesn't do it. He likes money, doesn't he? Tell him to do it. All he has to do is write it down on a pad of paper or think it. It's not too hard. It's not asking anything but to set a condition. He's not setting a condition. That's the one that's got the fist up that's causing the block why the property isn't selling. I'm telling you. Get him to do it, okay?
Yes, yes, I will work very hard at that.
Okay, Bonnie, good luck. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
So, tonight I'm going to talk about the incredible, rare conjunction we have coming up this week of the planets Jupiter and Uranus in the sign of Taurus. Now, this hasn't happened in 84 years. So it's very exciting. I am hoping to give all of you clarification about this transit. It is generating a lot of unexpected stability, and in some cases, stagnation, and life is now at a standstill, which I just said to Bonnie. Life is at a standstill for a lot of people right now. And that's what happens when you have an eclipse. Life gets to be not moving until after the eclipse energy passes. But if you put your thought into the eclipse energy in May and June, it'll start to bring back to you that which you are desiring. I'm hoping to give all of you clarification about this transit. It's generating a lot of unexpected stability. If you've been struggling with any kind of plateau stagnation, like Bonnie was, a stalemate, then listen up. Let's try to dissect it and understand what it means as we approach this energetic time frame. It starts tomorrow, guys. While Jupiter and Uranus come together once every 12 years, they come together in Taurus once every 84 years. The last time this happened was in the early 1940s. Then there was a large advance in wartime because we were involved in World War II. So women were called into work, which didn't happen. The first jet aircraft flew over in England. Great technological advances occurred. We really improved the railroad. And then TV and radio were getting started off. Also, we dropped the atom bomb in the 1940s. And there was it was a time of social advancement for women. So Jupiter expands energy and it protects you. It rules Sagittarius, who is the sage, the meditator, sitting on a mountain, looking out into space and finding solutions. It represents expansion, growth, and optimism. And of course, we all could use a little optimism. The global community, groups, communities online, and applications. That's what Jupiter does. Now, Uranus is different. Uranus is electric. It's a lightning strike. It's forward thinking. It rules Aquarius, technology, free thinking, the ground, earthquakes, changes in the economy, rebellion against the status quo, and new things. That's what Uranus rules. Now we're combining these two energies together, and this brings us a very monumental time, enhancing those areas ruled by these planets, a reevaluation of our money and possessions. What is really valuable? How can we simplify growth and unexpected gains, agricultural growth? How can we interact with animals and nature? How can we bring in sustainable farming solutions and also answers to what's happening with climate change? Taurus represents the earth and earthly possessions, and it's ruled by Venus. Taurus loves beautiful things. Jupiter is changing signs and moving into Gemini on May 25th. So we don't have too many days when we will be moving through this Taurus energy. Early on April 18th, these two planets will move together at 21 degrees Taurus, and the conjunction moves along to 22 degrees Taurus, not for too long, just for about 12 days as we enter May. We have passed through the conjunction, and what does it all mean? This is the third decan of the sign of Taurus. And that is the final chapter. Uranus went into Taurus in 2018. And now Jupiter is accompanying Taurus in this transit, this final phase. We are going to get an expanded focus, Jupiter, intense energy in the sign of Taurus, an Earth sign, ruled by Venus, and it's natural sign. And it's about new forms of economy, new mindsets, new philosophies about money. Money changes. Food shortages, material well-being, housing, all of these are practical. They are earthy subjects, and these elements are being reinvented and restructured and forced to change during this 8-year period between 2018 and 2026. And the only answer for our homeless and the border is housing and more food. So how are we going to handle that? The first thing is to be aware that Uranus is ruled by Aquarius and it's debilitated in Taurus. It doesn't have that much energy. The energy is a sudden, changing, hyper-volatile kind of Aquarian mixing up energy, which squares Taurus. Aquarius squares Taurus. And Taurus is a fixed sign. It's locked in. It's unchanging. It's stubborn energy. This will be a contradictory transit all around, where you have that which has been locked in, unshaken, unresolved, being forced to shake itself up, to awaken, and to be forced to experience itself with a more ebb and flow type of a relationship, type of a transformative energy, a flowing energy. Instead of being a tight string, it's got to become a wave in the ocean. We have another caller. His name is Carlton. He's from South Carolina. How are you tonight, Carlton?
All right, and how are you?
I'm fine. What's your question tonight? Well,
I'm working on my doctorate degree, and I've been told that this is the last opportunity I'll have to complete it. And I'm about where I want to be on it, but I wonder, should I push it out some further? I haven't had it reviewed. Generally, I get the a professional editor to review it before I turn it in, and I'm wondering, should I push it out a little bit further and get it reviewed, and would I have, if I did that?
It's not time to do that yet. I'll tell you what I told Bonnie. On Friday, okay, I want you to get to a quiet place, to give yourself about a half an hour, see what your thesis is, and see you getting the doctorate. Visualize it. I'm getting the month of December. I don't know why. December of 2024. You've been working on this for years, Carlton.
Yes.
But you have to do work. You can't let people put you off. If you have someone that can't review it in a timely manner, find someone else. Okay?
Okay.
But okay. You find excuses, because I don't think you really believe you deserve it. And you do deserve it, Carlton. So you have to tell that to yourself and set your condition and do it in a very strong way. I deserve my good. I deserve all the work that I put into this. I deserve a positive outcome. And that will do the trick. So really do that meditation on Friday, because Friday is like winning the lottery. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So thank you for calling. Let's find out.
All right.
Okay, now we're going to go back to the Uranus and Jupiter conjunction. The feeling with Jupiter and Uranus and Taurus is this feeling of a desperate stability along with a volatile security. A lot of people are feeling shaken up. They're all afraid things are going to change so badly and they're going to have so many losses. But these two feelings are incompatible, opposing ideas. They're a paradox theme which will become intensified. Things in your life that you have been trying to stabilize during this transit could feel very overbearing, very overcooked and overdone. The conjunction time of this transit, those 12 days, is a period of time where we get a revelation relating to what we're trying to do, stabilize and secure. This is a wonderful transit. What I am trying to secure as a person, in what ways do I see myself working against that? Like Carlton, he needs to learn how to choose somebody else if one person says no. And Bonnie needs to make sure that all four people are online with her so that she can be successful. In what ways do I see myself shaking up my own personal process of security? We all do it and we don't realize that we do it. I'm seeing a lot of people working against themselves during this time. People are in a certain mindset like, if I didn't have to do this, I wouldn't do it. If I didn't need money, I wouldn't work that job. If I didn't need to put food on the table, I wouldn't be doing this. Now, all of those are negative thoughts, and they're not going with the flow. They're fighting it. There's a potential during this energy time to see a different relationship with the material world and learn how it works, but an opportunity at this time to expand ways and to introduce new ways and new options. The planet Jupiter is about options and options. It's about expansion as well as an intensifier. So it intensifies your desires. So like I say, when you meditate on the fifth, on Friday, which is the 20th, you're going to intensify your desire and you're going to put it into the air and then it's going to flow. And it'll hit the right person, and then magic happens. It's wonderful the way it all works. I have another caller. Evie from New Jersey, are you there?
Yes, yes, I am. How you doing?
Is it Evie or Evie?
Evie.
Okay, Evie, I'm doing well. How are you doing? Thank you for calling.
Okay. My question is, I spoke to you about around September, October, and I was asking you about my grandson who lives with me. He's 18, and he was supposed to go to community college, but he was getting on the volunteer fire department and was waiting for his paperwork. You said there was a financial hole, but I had spoke to his mom, asked her to go check on it. And then they were giving her all excuses. Well, he didn't fill out the paperwork, or we don't have it. So I had copies, and I gave them to him, and it showed everything was there, and that he had filled it out on May 1st of last year. So anyway, finally, they pushed it through. So now he's two academy classes have gone through. Other fire departments in our section have sent their recruits. So my daughter, I told her again, she went up to the fire department last week and gave them the schedules, everything, and they said, well, we're going to try to get them in an accelerated program in June. So I wanted to know
why you're being lied to and what the delay is and if it's prejudice, because somebody is blocking it. So there's a delay, there's an emotional reason that has nothing to do with the work. It has to do with prejudice. I'm telling you, I don't know how you're ever going to prove it. But you can you can try to work with it and to push it through with these energies, with your meditations. However, if it doesn't go through, there's a reason. And the reason is Spirit doesn't think he should go on the fire department. Spirit wants him to do something else. Now, I haven't reached that decision yet, but that's what happens when you have delays. I'd like you to try to get around this prejudice if you can, but that's what it is. So he has to learn how to go on and do something else. He really should probably try to go back to school like he was going to.
Well, he was going for fire science. His father's on the fire department.
That's fine. He needs to go back to school and to go on with what he was doing and release this tension, release this I can't do anything until, because that puts him at a standstill. I want him to move ahead with his life as if he was not going to get the job, and then put the thoughts out about getting it and see what happens.
Because right now he's frozen in
stagnation.
Okay, so it's in stagnation right now.
Yeah, he has to get out of that or he's not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you so much. And I'm a friend. I was a friend of Frank's for over 20-some years. And I truly do miss him.
Oh, hi, Frank. Frank St. James, yeah. I miss him, too. Okay, good luck, Evie. Thank you for calling.
We're going to meditate on it and see if they do put him in June.
Yep. See it going through.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Now we have Denise from Valencia, California?
Yes.
Say it for me, Denise.
Oh, it's Valencia. California.
What's your question tonight?
I want to know if I'm going to be going back to work on the show, The Voice.
The Voice? You did backstage work? What did you do on The Voice?
Craft service, where I fed the cast and the crew.
Uh-huh. Okay. Are they filming now?
They're just starting back up, but I got laid off from the COVID guy, but I don't have a letter saying I can't go back, so it's up to the main guy to hire me back. So I'm wondering. He keeps putting me off, but then he said
people put you off when they have somebody else in mind. Okay? People put you off when they have somebody else in mind, Denise, and you don't want to be, it has to do with the money. And you're going to know the answer swiftly. It has to do with money. And I think that they're not going to be hiring everybody back. They're going to try to do it with less people. And unfortunately, I feel you're one of the less people. So I would look elsewhere.
However, you're right.
What you want to do is you want to ask for a similar job on another show that might even be better for you. That's what you want to do on Friday. Ask to be kept in your profession and to be put into a job where you're strong and stable, and that's long-term, because whatever comes from this, which I forgot to mention, will be long-term. And The Voice was too unsecure. So you don't want to be insecure. You're an Aquarian, and you're going to get a very good job when this all comes down. Probably by the end of June, but give yourself a chance. And you'll have a great time. As soon as Jupiter moves into Gemini, that's when you'll find your job. Within 3 months, though. Okay?
When is Jupiter moving into Gemini?
May 28th.
Oh, okay, hon. All right, thank you, sweetie. Love you.
I love you too. Thank you.
Bye.
You know what I want to ask these people and all of you listeners? I've just started a channel on YouTube. It's called Embracing Spiritual Frontiers, and I'm reading tarot cards for everybody. Please go and subscribe, because I have to get 1,000 subscribers. I do send it out in my email. So please go to YouTube and subscribe to my new channel. Thank you. And now we're going to go to back to Uranus and Taurus. Give me a second here. Whenever you associate Uranus and Taurus, like what you've seen the most growth in since 2018, and what has grown for you the most in your area? That's been my focus, my interest, my stories have revolved around that. Let's think about that. Then ask yourself, is this functioning now? So what happened to you around 2018 that changed your life? And was it positive? I had something happen in 2018. Did any of you? In what way does that indicate longevity? Longevity is a very important gain at this time. If we're channeling the energy of the Jupiter conjunct Uranus and Taurus, is that 22 degrees, we will begin to understand a bit more about longevity, about the investment of time, money, and energy in a way that inspires and brings about longevity rather than gain just for the paycheck, not being interested in your job just for the paycheck. All right, we're going to talk about that. I've got to take a break and have the weekly cosmic tip because we are going way over time. So let's do the weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back after that. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, the week of April 15th through April 21st, 2024. The quality of time this week is exceedingly intense and full of surprises. Expect the unexpected. The conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus is between April 15th and 30th. This is a potent process that requires a lot of attention. These processes will fill the remaining month's energy. The week brings us a mixed bag of energy, serving up a combination of both positive and negative energy. Monday will go smoothly as long as you put your desires on the back burner and focus on getting those taxes finished and mailed out, as well as upholding traditional and family duties. On Wednesday, the 17th, Venus is in a powerfully expanded position in Aries. It is a great day to be creative and express yourself artistically. Dream up some new ideas and shake up the status quo. On Friday the 19th, Mercury is in Aries and it seems to get stronger being with Venus as it's in the same sign. This is a time to express your creative ideas, especially with your loved ones. It's also great to express your deep, heartfelt feelings of love and appreciation to your partner. What you give out today will be returned tenfold. Also, it's a time to spruce up old things. Try redesigning old clothes and furniture to give them a modern and newer appearance. Saturday, April 20th, Jupiter conjuncts Uranus. It's an incredible day for excitement and expansion to express your visions of the future. Uranus rules sudden and unexpected events, while Jupiter represents expansion and opportunities. Therefore, this day can be an exhilarating day for new beginnings, excitement, and opening the mind to a new vision for your future. Use this energy to expand and grow in your consciousness awareness and start on a new path that will transform and change your life forever. This day is the most adventurous day of the year. Even if you are tired after a busy week, If you dare to venture out on a different path, out of the ordinary experiences could create some heartfelt, lifelong memories. This can change your perception of your life and your world, resulting in a new and expanded awareness. People may be in a grouchy mood on Sunday and want to take it out on someone. Try to avoid controlling and negative people. All in all, it's a really powerful week and can be amazing if you open up your heart. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you want to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth, and we're back. My gosh, we're having a very active night tonight. I have Julie on from North Carolina. How are you, Julie?
I'm doing well, thank you. I have a question. I had, for the last 2 years, I have had problems with financial issues. What happened about 2 years ago, a long-term friend of mine, somebody I knew back probably early 80s, came over to visit and stole $7,400 from me. Okay, that's one incident. And then last July, I sold some property. And then 1 month after I sold the property, the tax assessors had already accessed the property, and I got the card of how much the market value was to property worth, and it was worth $103,000 then. So within 1 month, if I had waited another month, I would have got $103,000 since $7,585.
Julie, you didn't do that, and the reason you didn't do that is because you didn't research. You trusted the people that you talked to instead of checking with the county and with the realtors first. That's why. That's what you did. You didn't thoroughly research.
I wasn't. All right, Julie. I wasn't even aware that I was going to do it.
You were too anxious to sell and not doing the research, and that's what happened. That's for the person that stole your money. You should try to get it back. Can you do anything legal?
Well, what it is, she invited herself to my house. And while I was doing something, somehow or another, she made it back there to the bedroom. And, you know, it was in an envelope in my drawer, and she got it. I think she could smell the money. But anyways, I knew she got it, but I couldn't prove she got it. And so that was gone. That was, you know. So I just, in other words, point being, I just haven't had very good luck with money situations.
Julie, you're not concentrating. You're not following through with the property and with the friend. No, you shouldn't have had that in the drawer, or you shouldn't have left her alone. Sorry about that. But anyway, you need to start to meditate and get yourself centered. You are going to have a better year this next year, but not until
the fall months.
Like what? I can't give you a full reading on the air. I can only give you a general. But I would love to do a full reading with you at some point. However, I think you need to really work on getting yourself centered and getting yourself back into the place where these will never happen to you. Okay?
Oh, yeah, right. That's for sure. What I was wanting to know, do you see my financial situation improved? I mean, you know, disregard all that where I've lost money. I just wonder if you see money coming to me, or somehow getting money, or anyway, my wealth improving, put it that way.
I said that you will have improvements in September. I said you need to go within and straighten out why this has happened to you. I really mean it. If you don't do that, it won't do you any good. But your life improves in the fall, and you really need to work on yourself, okay? That's my message for you. It's a very strong one. And we're having this in Taurus, so it's going to favor you. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Okay,
okay, thank you.
Gonna go back to this transit. At the same time during this transit, we will learn a little bit about the earth plane and how it scatters energy. It's very much like a lightning rod. Uranus in Taurus. Taurus is grounding while Uranus is electric. So it's very electrical. Be very careful with electrical equipment, electronics, social media, the news. We can bring in currency because that's mostly electric at this point. Money is energy. So these things really come in wild at this time. The stock market could go crazy. It could greatly increase with Jupiter, Uranus, and Taurus. Anything that's currency-based liquidates with Saturn and Mars and Pisces. So stocks and the bond market and currency will probably be electrically charged like a storm, and this could bring in huge gains for many people. So know that. That's in the next 12 days. So keep a watch and see what happens. It's already started, by the way. Then there's the bigger question of what it actually means and what the significance really is for people. This can be a separate kind of autonomous stormy energy rather than something that can give us a noticeable change in our life. This is what I mean about Uranus and Taurus. They don't really work that well together. Interesting about Taurus energy, Taurus is an earth sign and is anything tangible. I won't believe it until I see it. I have to touch it. It's got to be tangible. This is why you cannot really predict currencies or the stock market, because that's not tangible. It's always in motion and always variable. Taurus works with real wealth, land, food, material, the hierarchy. There has been something felt with this transit that some people will be feeling impoverished. People could even have their currency in a place that's not touchable or being held back from them, like holding back Social Security or holding back your paycheck for some reason. Not something that they can actually connect to or access. Some people will get crazy in the mind because of this. They won't be able to go to the bank and take out their $10 or $20. And this could bring in the theme of maniac capitalism that was mentioned in the Pluto return I did last month. And you can always listen to my archives if you want more information on finances. This conjunction will enhance the electrical manic frenzy of money and fiat instruments. They're going to try to make us have digital money, and they're going to try to take away cash. That I do know. When, I don't know. On an individual personal level, your ideas, your plans, what you are thinking and feeling, like your desires, can feel like a bit too much. You can feel overpowered. People can feel desolate, separate from spirit, ungrounded. They are thinking about all these different things they want to do. Have you listeners been feeling that way at all? It's not really awful, but it's uncomfortable, and certainly you're out of your comfort zone. Actually, the energy can force us to detach. It's a phase in life where we get to really trust the universe. It's not working, I've got to give it to the universe. It's not much fun to be thinking about alternatives, but after these eclipses and this upcoming conjunction on Friday, most of us will be feeling these conflicts. We really have to reach down deep inside and find out who we really are. I have another call, and then we're going to go to break. We have Alia from L.A. Who's?
Yes.
Did I say you right? Alia from L.A.?
It's Ala.
Ala. It's May 11th?
Yes, it's
what
Allah.
What can I do for you, Allah? You're a Taurus.
Hi, Elizabeth.
This is getting hit in the head.
My birthday is coming up next month. I'm Taurus, as you can see, and I'm wondering what you see for me in the next year.
I can't answer that question on the radio. You have one short question.
Okay.
Or you can
I have a short question then. I finished writing my third book, and what do you see for my book?
I'm seeing that you have to find the right people to help you with it. Do you have a publisher?
Yes.
Well, there's going to be a change, and you have to get the right people to work with you. How have your other two books done?
Very well.
Good, then there's no reason why this shouldn't do well. Remember, you're a Taurus, and this Friday, what I would do is I would take the book, hold it out in front of me, surround it in white light, and see it go around the world. I really would. And that will help you. That'll put the energy out for it to do well. And that overrides anybody that could interfere with it, because you're going to spirit, you're going to the universe. I do see that in the beginning it may not do as well as you'd like, but it will pick up later on. So have patience with it, okay?
Okay, well, what a great advice. Thank you very much. I have chills as I'm listening to you.
Thank you for...
Thank you.
...for seeing
it. Okay, bye now.
Okay, Doug, we have to go to break. I'll be back after this. We have a wonderful song by Perry Como, my old friend. So enjoy it.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birthday, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
Sing along with me. Sing a happy song. I've a guarantee that you can't go wrong. You will be surprised at the way you'll feel. All your cares and woes will be a hazy memory. If you'll just agree to sing along with me. Don't be too quick to say you can't sing a lick. There's a trick to it all. Make believe that you're taking a shower and sing it out loud. Sing to the crowd so you'll be feeling 10 feet tall. Sing along with me. Sing a happy tune.
Sing a happy tune.
Let the butterfly. Now you're breaking free.
Now you're breaking free.
Here's the recipe.
Here's the recipe.
Just sing along with me.
La 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 la.
Don't be too quick to say you can't sing a lick. There's a trick to it all.
A trick to it all.
Make believe that you're taking a shower and singing out loud. Sing to the crowd. You'll be feeling 10 feet tall. Sing along with me.
Sing along with me.
Sing a happy tune.
Sing a happy tune.
Let the butterfly.
Let the butterfly.
Out of your cocoon.
Out of your cocoon.
You can finally be.
You can finally be.
Who you wanna be. What you got to lose, just forget your blues. Now you're breaking free.
Now you're breaking free.
Here's the recipe.
Here's the recipe.
Sing along with me. La la la
la la.
Well, we're back. I know that it's late, but I have some more to talk about. Let me see if I can get this. Maybe I'll finish it up next week. We've been constantly dreaming of our future tripping or thinking things which are not yet in our lives. We always think about what we want to bring in. We have a duty to ourselves to either connect a bridge to that or to be more content and graceful with ourselves where we are now. That's what we have to appreciate, where we are now, what we are really experiencing, because this energy is a true definition of underground, Jupiter and Taurus, and Uranus and Taurus. Jupiter is a high-minded ruler of Sagittarius, philosophy, high-minded, the legal system, high-minded concepts that transcend the material. That is why Sagittarius and Taurus as signs are not very compatible. One is above and the other is below, because Taurus is Sag's opposite. It's about the real ground, what has already manifested. The chair you are sitting in, or the clothes on your body, the structure you are living in, and the food in your stomach. That's what Taurus is about. Sag is different. It's about the consideration and philosophies. The ninth house, spiritual growth. Jupiter is great in Taurus. Jupiter with Venus. Venus is the ruler of Taurus. They harmonize. They work together. Now, Taurus does pull down, and it causes a different vibration to the high-minded vibration of Sagittarius. And that's what's happening right now, tonight, the 14th of April. It causes us to feel unstable because Uranus, the ruler of Aquarius, is very much about innovation and airy concepts. Jupiter and Uranus together, no matter what sign they are in, the combined energy is like a storm, like innovation and concept along with philosophy and all kinds of high-minded brainstorming. And we're brainstorming here while Mercury is still retrograde. So we have contradiction. We have opposite energies. They are in conflict. We have separated brainstorming. These two planets coming together indicate opposite ideas, separated brainstorming. Taurus is more like the archetype of cattle. It is not associated with things like planning or being strategic or being meticulous and diligent. The energy is nullified along with the two eclipses we just had. What has been hiding up, what has been building up is nullified. It has no force. It brings a feeling of, I may need to swing in the opposite direction here. So you start doing something and then you come to a standstill and then you give up. One side you may feel like you have to gracefully chill and accept the circumstances you're in at the moment, or you feel like you need to brainstorm more. You feel like you're on a seesaw or swinging a pendulum. It's important that while all this state of concentration, sorry, I've got to do that again. It's important that while in this state of contradiction or nullification, that we not expect too much of ourselves. I'm certain that there is some frustration or anger that you are struggling with at this time. In fact, I'm sure of it. Me too. Especially since we just had Saturn-Mars conjunct in Pisces. That was last week. This is unusual. And we have the unusual Aries stellium, where all the planets were in one house. Both of them are very forceful and wanting a certain outcome or conclusion. They want everything now. They want to have their new beginning now. However, Jupiter and Uranus and Taurus totally nullify the mental steps that it takes and how to understand it and how to do it right. I invite you to realize just what this energy is, like taking pressure off yourself. Ground down to accept the way that the momentum has carried it out and be very grateful for your abundance. Some people are very fearful about their abundance. Some people have all they need, but they're scared to spend it. And there's definitely a lot of that going on with the landscape of these cosmos. Some people finally have everything that they need to step onto the path that they have envisioned, that they have created, but they're scared to begin. They're scared to do it. Here's where you see people winning the lottery or getting some unexpected abundance, and all the money is in their bank account, but they are too scared to spend it. I'm so afraid that I'll mess things up, is what they have to think. There will be some once-in-a-lifetime opportunities there. But the Taurus energy can make you feel like, well, I'd rather go out in the field than just graze. than I would to take a chance or a gamble or own the entire pasture. In a way, this could be very wise based on the currency situation we are facing throughout 2024. But too many people are depriving themselves by being too afraid to wield what they've been given. In some cases, that can be wise, that can be strategic. But in other cases, it can result in what I call stress injuries. Remember, I told you about stress injuries before. Or the common outcome of depriving yourself, which can lead to difficulty with your mental health. Maybe a stress injury, maybe a plateau, or some degree of stagnation. Pull back and do a bit of soul pushing here, and think in the gut and in your heart center. I know some people that are betting on themselves right now, and they've gone to their heart center, and they're following the flow of the universe, and I know they're going to be successful beyond their wildest dreams. But you can buy your neighbors some groceries or gas for the car. And the sense is that our feelings have to be taken more into account. Some people might be too procedural or too professional or too dislocated or too disconnected. In order to get money, sometimes you have to spend money. By the time that Jupiter moves into Gemini at the end of May, the universe is going to ask us to really think about the narrative we're creating for our story in this 2024-year cycle. It's all about what we're creating for ourselves. It's definitely the end of the grazing, slow-moving energy. So use this time to work with your focus in a positive way. Write it down, keep a journal, and keep visualizing it. Allow yourself to stockpile supplies and resources and nutrients, but not to the point where you deprive yourself, where you go without lunch to buy some food for the future. Don't do that. Finally, let's look at the voice and the speaking elements of this energy. Taurus rules the voice. By the way, Barbara Streisand has at least 6 planets in Taurus in her birth chart. I think there's really 9. Look at her voice. Wow. Taurus has rulership over the neck, the throat, the spine, the thyroid, and the voice, and the throat chakra. We have Jupiter and Uranus here, and it's a lot of energy for that area to process. So be careful of overspeaking, impulsive messages, dictation by a brain impulse. Don't go on impulse. Be slow and wise with your actions. And a surge of random energy that can make you do strange things. Impulsiveness has to be very controlled here because Taurus is not an impulsive energy. It's a fixed sign and it has very grounded energy. Look at the elective now because certain things that have not been voiced will come out at this time. We are definitely going to see people become very impulsive. They can't fake it anymore. They can't hold back. I've been feeling this for a while now. I've been feeling this really since March. This impulse can solve things for better or for worse. People can suddenly reveal a secret. We'll have more whistleblowers coming forward. And they can suddenly come out of the closet. They can suddenly reveal their true feeling. They can't hold back or fake it anymore. White lies and outright lies will be uncovered, or a state of non-speaking or non-responding or non-answering, or finally answering and voicing their true feelings. You know how you get the silent treatment? Well, that's going to change and people are not going to give you silence. they're going to give you your true feelings. Watch out for it. There's a bit of rebelliousness with Uranus and Jupiter energies, and it can overturn things that have been status quo, that have always been the case. I've been keeping this secret for so long. I've had to fake my feelings. I've had to fake my attraction to someone. I've had to put on airs trying to save face. All these emotions are going to boil over the edge, especially with the Mars-Neptune conjunction at the end of April. It will be very easy for people to snap and say things that they will regret later. It feels like frustration have to be voiced. People with anger problems could struggle at this time. It's not just the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, because Taurus is known for its temper. A bull or a cow are usually very docile, but they can get into a very temperamental energy. Mars and Neptune can do that, just as much as that red blanket does that they throw in the bowl. We've had to be very careful through the end of April and early May, and it may be wise to get out of Dodge. Get away. Find a spa. Take a break if you feel that tense. It's a great time to put plans on silent and give it to God. That's what you can do on Friday. Set your condition and give it to God. Maybe get by the ocean. Please understand that these human feelings, these human interactions, are not anything. It needs to become weaponized or pointy or extreme. It's just a period of time when too much integration with people, too much focus on Facebook or Instagram, social climbing, showing affection because you want some kind of a payout, scheming could be happening. Although it will be easy to uncover and easy to see what it is, it's never easy to face stuff like that. Sometimes distance makes the heart grow fonder. I always say distance makes the heart grow fonder for somebody else. But you may need to stay put to be in place where someone can't misquote you or misuse your words against you. Wow, can you imagine what's going to happen in politics? It's not just be careful of what you say, but rather be aware of what you're holding back. Also, take this time to go within and see how you really feel about other people or situations, and look at the choices in your life, and that your feelings and truth have not fallen into a gray zone, like, for example, family members. Are they working in my best interest? Or are they working against me? Some people may not even be aware of what they are about to accomplish, but there has been a bold feeling of ambition or a bold feeling of, well, I just want to do something, but I have no idea what. This can be dangerous, chaotic, ravenous, and this conjunction energy can make you feel hungry, wanting to satiate something. But that could be an empty void that we are just trying to fill. There is a crack within that needs to be quenched. It needs to quench its thirst or fill itself up somehow. It has a disruptive appetite, Jupiter and Taurus. So be careful of addictions, of your old childhood wounds. We can get what we want. And we can move into a life, a new life, in a very fast way. It's coming, I promise. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're at the end of our show, but I do have a song and a meditation, and we'll finish with Richard. William is going to sing us about the first love story, because a lot of people are going to be finding love now, true love, long-lasting love. So, good luck to you. I hope you're happy. Enjoy next Friday, and I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Oh, I wanted to say one more thing. My YouTube channel is called Embracing Spiritual Frontier. That's what you look for. Search for it. Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. And that will pull up all my videos. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Somewhere they're in each other. take me high and far tonight, sweet moonlight. Oh, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Will you take me to my dreams tonight? Will you carry me on your beams tonight?
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend. When you drop down, breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.